AM 1245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A major prisoner swap between the U.S. and Venezuela. Several Americans released, landing at a San Antonio military base overnight in exchange for a Venezuelan diplomat being held here.
The State Department said the six who landed in San Antonio had been wrongly detained by Venezuela. Californian Savoy Wright had been held since October.
So much gratitude for the moment, for the United States of America, for the opportunity to come home.
Besides the six who arrived in Texas, four more Americans were repatriated elsewhere. In exchange for those 10, the U.S. released a close ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and returned him to Venezuela. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Today marks one of the busiest travel days of the year. The TSA expecting 2.5 million passengers at airport security checkpoints nationwide, but storms are dropping heavy rain and flooding in the west with the threat of mudslides in Southern California. And the Labor Department reporting slightly more Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president tells a Wisconsin audience that Bidenomics lifts all Americans from the middle out. Biden touted his record job creation and historic economic growth during his administration to the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee yesterday.
When black small businesses grow, everything benefits. The community benefits. Everyone benefits. Not a joke. And it gives hope and prospects for people.
Biden also points out inflation is going down. Xcel Energy customers can expect to pay more next year. A rate increase for next year will raise the typical monthly electric bill by about $1, the natural gas bills by about $3. Xcel Energy says the increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan was in Duluth on Tuesday to discuss the state of affordable housing. According to a WDIO report, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan visited Birchwood Apartments in Duluth to speak about the cost burdens Minnesotans have been dealing with and the state's plan to build over 400 housing units in the region. Those housing units will cost the state approximately $70 million, and the state has designated a total of $348 million for affordable housing projects. Wisconsin Republicans are proposing a plan to legalize medical marijuana in the state. According to an Associated Press report, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the proposal would be similar to the medical marijuana law in Minnesota before the state moved to full legalization. A vote on the proposal could happen sometime in 2024, allowing Wisconsin to join 38 other states in legalizing medical marijuana. Speaker Voss also reiterated that a push for legalized recreational marijuana was not on the table. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
It's the Bucks and the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum featuring the Orlando Magic and the Milwaukee Bucks, who are currently on a 5-game winning streak. Orlando trying to snap a 3-game losing skid. Baseball, a curious trade for the Brewers. They send pitcher Adrian Hauser and center fielder Tyrone Taylor to the New York Mets in exchange for 23-year-old minor league pitcher Coleman Crow. The right-hander was 15-6 last year in the minors. NFL, after tweeting out frustrations about playing with injuries, Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell, dealing with a neck injury, will not play against the Panthers in Carolina. Matt LaFleur says he spoke to Campbell.
Dre's a guy that I go back a long time with, all the way back to Atlanta, and I've always respected the man and how he works and pours his heart and soul into this thing, and he's missed some games and he's been battling through. So we just think it's best at this time to kind of give him the week and we'll see where we're at.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 38 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We could see a little light rain, snow, maybe even a little freezing drizzle after midnight. Our low down to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Somebody clap your hands. Yes. Well, it's time. Time to bring some joy, y'all. EWF, come on. Yes. Choir, sing.
Joy to the world.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Don't stop clapping now.
Joy.
Yes.
Let earth receive the King.
That's all right.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, I always and have always heard people talk about, you know, our rights, you know, based on the different amendments and the rights that we as American citizens have. And I really think that people don't grasp, you know, they talk about these freedoms, but if there's something that you don't agree with, we then get in the way of somebody else's rights. And that's the hypocrisy of it, because, you know, if it's something we support, we're all in for it. If it's something we don't support, we will infringe on other people's rights. So before I get into this story, I want to make it clear that I don't agree with this, but the question becomes, do they have a right to do this? And so here's the story. Maybe you've heard some of it. Iowa's state capitol has a satanic holiday display. So why can't I? Now, as the story goes, I recently learned the Satanic Temple of Iowa erected an altar in the Iowa State House that features electric candles and a caped figure representing the pagan idol Baphomet, holding a ribbon bedecked pentacle and topped with a gilded ram's head. At last, I felt seen, emboldened. I wrote the following email in response to the Homeowners Association protest of my 20-foot-tall inflatable satanic yard decoration. Greetings, salutations, and hail Satan. I've received your email regarding my constitutionally protected holiday decorations. I understand my 20-foot-tall inflatable version of the devil and where did my article go? But anyway, so here's a guy, Calvin. He he has a right to freedoms, and nobody can argue that in this society, decided to put, he's a devil worshiper. In Iowa, they have in the Capitol a satanic Christmas tree that they were forced because of free speech to allow. And this gentleman has said, excuse me, that I have a right to this. I'm an American citizen. I have freedoms in this country. How can you tell me, basically in words, that I can't put up, I'm a person who worships Satan? Do I have a right as an American citizen to that? And so in the state capitol in Illinois, another one, there's a scene at the Illinois state capitol where the satanic temple installed the satanic deity, Baphomet, as the American Society of the Defense of Tradition, Family, and properly recite the rosary. This is a, look, man, the devil, an image of the devil in a manger. 844-967-2789. You know, don't rush to the phone lines, but let's have a conversation. Calvin, in this nation, people have a right to freedoms. Should this person be allowed? Should these people be allowed to have what they believe, the devil, in a manger? Should they have a freedom to show that in the state house, since there's a manger with the baby Jesus? Your thoughts?
I think they should absolutely be allowed to. The First Amendment says that the state isn't going to sponsor a religion. So by having exclusively Christmas decorations in a Capitol building, that kind of would be them endorsing Christianity. So they kind of, with how our rights are described, they have to allow all religions to put up displays, or they have to let no religions put
up
displays.
So protesters say Satan has no rights in the Capitol, and people with their satanic Christmas tree should not be allowed in the Capitol. This other gentleman has a 20-foot tall inflated devil. He's a devil worshiper in Iowa. And he is saying that in his community, he's catching flack from people who are saying he has no right to do that. And he's fighting and saying, what are you talking about? Now, I know, you know, with Christmas coming up, many of you are emotionally prepared for Christmas and your beliefs and all those things. But I'm asking you, does this gentleman have his rights? And whether or not his rights usurp yours or not. I know it's a tough call for many of you. But Calvin, I think, kind of stated it right. It's not a matter of whether it offends you or not. Is it, Calvin?
No.
You know, phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. I got to tell you, man, it's a heinous looking thing with this devil in a manger. Well, this, you know, I don't know what the devil looks like, but I guess I do kind of know what the devil looks like. You know what he looks like, Kevin?
What is that, Earl?
If we all look in the mirror, we'll see the devil. Because he's in all of us. I believe that. So I'm not walking around looking for the devil with horns and a tail and all those. The devil is in us, my belief. But what are your thoughts? It's created a firestorm a guy in his neighborhood is catching all kind of, you know, pushback. And he's saying, wait a minute, you're telling me that I can't have this, but you've got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa Claus representing Christ. 844-967-2789. Don't be so silent. I know it's a tough call. But as I always say, you don't have to join in. I can do it myself. And I will do it myself. The truth of the matter is, we talk about our constitutional rights, the importance of them, individual rights. And then apparently sometimes we think there's a collective right of outrage as Americans. And so how far do we go with our Constitution? You know, it's one thing to, you know, quote them. It's another thing altogether to kind of live them, right? And that means accepting things that we don't accept because we as individuals do not possess the supreme power to talk about what that and what that constitutional rights of freedom and those kind of things really mean to other people. Let's go to my good friend Eric from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Eric. Man, I knew you had the courage to deal with it. You say what?
Good morning.
It's a tough issue, right?
I agree with Calvin. I agree with Calvin in that they have the absolute right. And to be crass about this, all of these images and all of these things were created and written by humans. So the images are really just conjured up by people to begin with. I mean, they could have created Satan to look like a baby. But they of course created this hideous looking thing. And so I understand completely that, you know, there have been people for obviously since the Bible was written, probably that claim that they worship the other side of it because of the story itself leaves the opening to people saying, hey, I like what that guy did.
You know, Eric, this story really is something that will make us all think, and we all should really think about it. I know during the holiday season, people are in this festive mood, but you know, Satanic Temple of Iowa displayed an Iowa State Capitol Christmas tree that is full of red and upside down crosses. It's in the Iowa State Capitol. Now, I know people who are Christians, this is an offense. But do Christians have a right to say to these people, we can't, listen, man, you've gone too far with this, right? We got to do something about that. Your thoughts, 844-967-2789. I told you, I have no problem handling it. We're going to have a conversation, if only for a moment. Hang on the lines. We shall return.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZN.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I'm talking about, you know, in Iowa, the capital, there are some satanic images. The devil, as you know, caricature that we see in a manger and a Christmas tree bedecked in red with upside down crosses as ornaments, and it's creating havoc. A ram's head, you know, made of glass on top of the tree, and it's creating havoc. And then in Illinois, a gentleman who owns, you know, his home is bedecked in satanic images, 20-foot tall, inflated devil, and his community is revolting against him. Does he have, you know, rights to these things? And let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Well, I think that, like, the guy in Illinois, I mean, I don't know if he lives in an HOA. If the HOA says you can't have certain things up, then that would be the only reason why you can't do it. I think we all need to take a step back and be thankful that we have our health and that we live in a country where we are free to do what we want and live. And I think these small little, I don't know, is it even worth discussing if Iowa has it in the Capitol building? I mean, who is it really affecting?
Let me tell you why it's worth discussing. Because when we talk about the Constitution, we talk about the Bill of Rights, we talk about freedoms, where do you draw the line? And so these people have decided, and just like the people who, you know, the deities that they support, the Christmas trees that Christians support, the baby Jesus and those kinds of things. And people are saying, hey, wait a minute. If you're saying that that's okay, then why don't I, under the guise of my constitutional rights and my freedoms, why am I not able to put this? And I don't think it's a small thing. I think it's bigger than that. It asks a broader question, because often in this society, we hear people talking about their rights being infringed upon when it comes to other things. But my thing is, if we're going to talk about our rights and what they are, then we need to accept others' rights as well, because what we consider to be our rights are our own individual thoughts at times, and they may not be as acceptable to others. I think it's a big deal. Because it's bigger than the image, you know, and the gentleman who's, you know, got this 20-foot, you know, devil, he's saying, well, they've got 20-foot Santa Clauses. And what does that have to do with the birth of Christ? These are arguments that are legitimate. They may hurt. They may bother people. And in this time of the year, people don't want to think about it. But I don't think because of the time of the year that we should, you know, not be able to have dialogue and conversation about things that I think are relevant. Good morning to you, Karina. How you doing?
Thank you. Hi, Earl. Good morning. Well, you know what? I'm with you there in terms of it seems to be that the people talking about rights and freedoms, but they don't talk about responsibility and respect, because you can't ask for freedom of doing what you feel like for yourself, right thing to do, then you don't respect others. Because if you're going to go through the history, there you go, Inquisition. Everybody who weren't Catholic were evil. So now what? Were they right? No, they weren't right. That. And the second, the Satan or devil or whatever you want to call it, according to theology, it's a fallen angel. So it's the opposite. We have Democrats and Republicans. Who's evil? Who's angel?
Well, you know, it's kind of the point I'm trying to make. And I want to be clear, okay? I'm not a worshiper of, you know, what people, you know, some people come to call the devil. You know, good and evil is in all of us. And so I don't walk around looking for a horned human being or something with a red tail and pointed ears. You know, I don't look for the devil in other people. I know that entity is in all of us. And on a daily basis, we must fight to not do devilish things. But because somebody puts an image of that up, that doesn't bother me in the least bit, because I know that's fictitional. And it can't impact or affect me one way or the other. But I'm not talking about the image as much as I'm talking about the freedom that people supposedly have in the nation. And it points out the hypocrisy at times that the same people who say we've got these rights want to take away other people's rights. You know, and I know that when I have a conversation like this, it bothers people, but you know, I think we're adults, and you know, I'm not Calvin, it's not like I'm running into the schools in kindergarten and saying there is no Santa Claus. you know what I mean? We're talking to adults, and we should be able to have the dialogue and conversation. Got to take a short hiatus. 844-967-2789. We'll return.
Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin appears to be closer to legalizing medical marijuana. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans will likely introduce a bill next month. Voss says it would propose something similar to Minnesota, which legalized marijuana in pill, oil, and liquid forms for people with serious health conditions. AAA predicts a record 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks, and some of them will have heart conditions.
If you're on a plane, be in an aisle seat. If you're on a water pill or diuretic, you're going to be sitting for a long period of time. Your compression socks may be suggested.
Cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry says if you feel symptoms on a plane, tell a flight attendant right away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Economic Development Authority has approved the selling option for the former Lester Park Golf Course. According to a WDIO report, the DEDA held the vote on Wednesday morning, giving Opiden Investment Company the option to purchase the properties on the 36-acre golf course. If Opiden does not agree to the selling option, the property would remain under the ownership of the Duluth Economic Development Authority. One potential development plan could include senior housing. The Barron County man who was accused of giving tattoos to minors and operating a party house for underage teens has been sentenced. Chase McCarty was placed on probation for 3 years, during which time he must remain sober and serve either 3 months in jail or community service. McCarty allegedly provided alcohol to kids aged 14 to 17, and law enforcement officials say he gave two 15-year-olds tattoos. Another person was charged in the case, Hannah Rhodes, and was sentenced to probation and 10 days in jail. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
It's the Bucks and the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum featuring the Orlando Magic and the Milwaukee Bucks, who are currently on a 5-game winning streak. Orlando trying to snap a 3-game losing skid. Baseball, a curious trade for the Brewers. They send pitcher Adrian Hauser and center fielder Tyrone Taylor to the New York Mets in exchange for 23-year-old minor league pitcher Coleman Crow. The right-hander was 15-6 last year in the minors. NFL, after tweeting out frustrations about playing with injuries, Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell, dealing with a neck injury, will not play against the Panthers in Carolina. Matt LaFleur says he spoke to Campbell.
Dre's a guy that I go back a long time with, all the way back to Atlanta, and I've always respected the man and how he works and pours his heart and soul into this thing, and he's missed some games and he's been battling through. So we just think it's best at this time to kind of give him the week and we'll see where we're at.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy skies gradually becoming mostly sunny, with highs flirting with 40. Winds are a little breezy out of the southeast with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. However, by tonight, more clouds roll in and chances for drizzle. And with temperatures falling to the freezing mark, it could flip to some freezing rain. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
One starry night, so bright, the world was filled with love. A
right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. CJ, what's on your mind, man?
First off, Merry Christmas to you and Happy Holidays, Earl. And Calvin, you know, I want to call and agree with you sometimes, too, because occasionally I do. And as foolish as this is, the freedom in this country, we have the right to be idiots. And I think that's what this is all about. I'm going to pray for the gentleman that is doing this, but that's his right. Just like I hate seeing the, and I don't use that word very often, but I hate seeing the American flag burned. Some idiot has that right. But, you know, I'm going to pray for them too. So I guess I want to agree with you. They have that right to do it. It's sad for their neighbors and the community and the children and whatever to deal with it, but they have that right.
Let me ask you, there are people right now who are threatening the Supreme Court justices of Colorado, threatening their lives because they decided not to have Donald Trump on the ballot. Do they have a right?
Well, just like that law should be enforced for the Supreme Court justices, it should be enforced for the Colorado justices. I don't agree with the decision, and I believe that it'll be overturned. I hope 9-0, because the president, the former president, hasn't been charged and convicted with anything. So the 14th Amendment doesn't apply to the – I listened to Alan Dershowitz.
So CJ, so let me say this, because I don't even want to get into that aspect of it. I'm talking about whatever it is. People are threatening the lives of people based on this. This is how sick a society we live in.
Earl, they should be charged and convicted. And that's the thing. They pick and choose who they're going to charge and who they're going to convict, you know? And I will say that this whole thing about the president, former president, you know, they're worried that they're going to attack their, he's going to attack his political foes. Well, what do you think is going on right now with President Biden?
He said that himself, CJ. These are things that came out of his mouth, right?
Earl, what is President Biden's Department of Justice doing right now?
CJ, it's not President Biden's Department of Justice. It's the United States Department of Justice. And as long as we start, he doesn't own the Department of Justice. No president does. So the fact that you guys continue to say his Department of Justice, as if he's determining, you know, what happens there. Did Donald Trump determine when he was the president of the United States, did he determine how the Justice Department reacted? Did he have the power?
You said he did.
No, CJ, I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy in your statement, because you're the guy who keeps throwing out this Joe Biden's, you know, Department of Justice. Nobody said Donald Trump's Department of Justice.
Who is Merrick Garland's boss?
Thank you very much for the call. Let me do this. You know, I want to go here, man. So, fresh turkey versus frozen turkey. let me go here. Because anybody who's listened knows that I'm a proponent of what, Calvin?
Fresh turkeys.
Remember what I told you. During Thanksgiving, man, get you a fresh turkey. And so here's some of the differences. Fresh versus frozen turkey, what to know before you buy. Have you already bought that bowling ball that you call a turkey?
We don't do a turkey for Thanksgiving or Christmas at my house.
Okay. All right. Only Thanksgiving. All right. So those of you who are in the listening audience who haven't bought your turkey yet, I would suggest to you that you buy a fresh turkey. Now, you know, if you're going to buy a bowling ball that you're going to make for Thanksgiving, you could have bought that. You could have bought that in, you know, last January. I mean, or last November for this year. Because it stays frozen forever, you can put it in the back of your freezer and leave it there for a year. It'll add on to the other years that it's been frozen. And so when you take it out, you know, or you can wait until, you know, going back to Prince, you know, when Prince was singing, you know, 2000 Party Over, It's Out of Time. Tonight we're going to party like it's 1999. Calvin, you didn't know I knew that, did you? but anyway, so your turkey could have been frozen since 1999. You don't know. So, you know, you could have bought it back in 1998. Well, it's 2023. Well, who knows that? The turkey certainly doesn't know. There's no, you know, dates on it. Expiration dates. Check your frozen turkey. It's not. You know, any food you buy, and whether it's dry foods or in a can or wherever it is, there's an expiration date on the package. Okay, what it is? Expiration date. Well, at this point in time, this is no longer any good. You ever wonder why it's not on turkey? I dare you to find it. Calvin, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to answer your question. I'm assuming it's because they think it's okay to stay in the freezer indefinitely.
And that's what they believe. And, you know, it may not be harmful to you, but if we're talking about taste and texture, you know, Chef Ingram, he thinks about texture, right? The texture of the food. Then you would get yourself a fresh turkey. Let me give you some druthers and why it's important, okay? Whether you're buying a turkey for your holiday table or for a large gathering, you have several things to think about when choosing your bird. One of your biggest decisions is fresh versus frozen. You may think it's a simple choice, but the fresh versus frozen debate is more than just temperature. It also involves how the turkey was raised. So there's a difference in the way they raise a fresh turkey as a turkey that's going to be, butchered fresh, and a turkey that they know they're going to freeze. They raise them differently. Really sounds kind of strange. They feed them differently. So there's apparently some kind of science, Calvin, that says we're going to feed the fresh turkeys differently than what we feed the turkeys we're going to, you know, mine and freeze them. So it also involves how the turkey was raised. Flavor, cost, time, and preparation is no right or wrong answer to the debate. Now, how fresh versus frozen turkeys are raised. Fresh turkeys, a general rule, fresh turkeys tend to be free range and often organic. Calvin, what are we talking about when we're talking about free range and organic?
Well, free range refers to how they're kept. So a free range turkey or chicken won't be kept in a cage. It will be allowed to wander around a yard or field or something. And then organic refers to added like hormones and antibiotics.
Yeah, the organic don't have that.
Correct.
Okay, so what I don't know, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, is why it's better to have animals move around in open ranges as opposed to being all stuck together. Well, it probably has to do with why they have to give them antibiotics, right? I mean, more susceptible to some kind of virus.
Yeah, I mean, if people were living in, like, close quarters, they would be getting sick more often. So that's certainly where that
comes from. So, but we're not eating people. Well, some of us. Well, anyway, we hope we aren't eating people.
Yes.
Because we know there was a time when there was a guy in Milwaukee who, I digress. Once butchered, the bird is deep chilled to 26 degrees Fahrenheit. Anything colder is considered previously frozen. So when you say a fresh bird, it means a bird that has not been solidly frozen. It's been frozen, chilled to 26 degrees. So it's never been completely frozen. And then sold in a short time to maximize its fresh state. You'll want to grab your fresh turkey pretty close to the big day, which may mean a mad dash to the grocery store while you're busy making other preparations. Now, as a turkey aficionado, Chef Earl knows the difference. And you kind of hear Todd, our colleague, making reference to me talking about pressing on the breast of a turkey. Not for any strange reasons, man. You know, you just don't know. Today, people have all kind of fetishes, but mine is not, pressing the breast of a fresh turkey as opposed to one that's frozen. But what we're talking about, or what I'm talking about, is the ice that happens and kind of does a number on the flesh of a bird that's been frozen. Can you imagine a bird that's been frozen 5 years and what the ice crystals have done to the texture of that meat? That's the major difference in between that fresh and that frozen bird. And I will say to you that it's not that big a difference in price. You know, right about now, I don't know, turkeys are probably, you can get them some places, six frozen turkeys, 69 cent a pound. But I will say to you, the cheaper you get them, the less quality they are. The less quality they are. So don't always look for the fact that, you know, hey, I got my turkey 69 cent a pound. Be careful what you're getting. You know, when you buy other things and you go to the different stores and buy them and get the cheaper, and you know that you're not going to get the quality of something, it's same holds true when you're buying turkeys. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'll be right back. This is the story of the power and the glory. Three wise men came to pray as he lay. Oh, Christ was born on Christmas Day.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Mm-hmm.
Old December's here at last. Time for celebration. Christmas present, Christmas past, tumble down together like the snow. What a show. Now the snowman someone made is melting by the roadside. On the wind a serenade, children's voices singing, I believe, I believe in us, I believe. On Christmas morning, you
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let me go here, man. I want to finish up the turkey thing, but anyway, I'm gonna move from there. I'm gonna do this last thing on the turkey. How they taste, because the way the birds are raised and what they are fed, there can be a noticeable taste difference between fresh and frozen. Fresh turkeys with their more natural diet can have a slightly gamey taste and tougher texture. However, fresh turkeys also retain more moisture, which means more flavor. More flavor. More flavor. More flavor. All right. Frozen turkeys fed on corn and grains tend to be sweeter and more tender. However, deep freezing meat can cause tiny ice crystals to form around the cells, resulting in fluid loss and drier, chewier meat. To help add moisture back into frozen birds, many processors inject basting liquid of water, oil, and seasoning, usually including a large amount of salt, into the bird before freezing. You may see these turkeys labeled as self-basting. Anyway, I want to go here, Calvin. For those of you who do celebrate Christmas, here's what sometimes they got you. They got you, Calvin. They got you. So you go into the store. And you see an item, and you say, okay, well, I want to buy a large screen TV. Christmas, right? You go in, the price is $600, right? It jumped it up to $700, you know. And so you buy it because you want it for Christmas. You want to give it to family and celebrate it on that day. It's Christmas. It is a Christmas gift. We got the $700, dollar 100-inch screen wrapped up. I don't know where you hid it, but you bring it out for Christmas. The day after, you're laughing, man. The same television is $250. Well, So we buy, they got us where you have to deliver on the day. And so if you don't deliver on that day, you can take the same resources and buy 3 to 4 times as much. Stop me if I'm saying something incorrect, Calvin.
No, you're completely right. It's, I guess, supply and demand. The demand goes up as it gets closer to Christmas.
Yeah, and the day after,
the demand is gone.
Yeah, and so you can buy twice as much, sometimes 3 times as much, if you can just hold off for that 24-hour period. That's why they have, the day after, and you can't get in the stores. Because people can go in and really, do a number. But I know you know, it's about delivering on that day when, especially if you got kids, you can't say, if you celebrate Christmas, you can't say to the children, hey, Santa's coming the day after. You can't say he's coming the day after. It's got to be the day of. But, but when they're adults that you are giving the gifts to, you know, I would say, man, you know, if you can, hey, hold off, you know, for one day. And even the adults can't understand. Hey, wait a minute. You didn't give it to me on Christmas Day. You know, why the day after? Hey, makes sense. Does it make sense, Calvin?
Yeah, no, you're making sense. But people have nostalgia and memories connected to the day.
Yeah, man, they really have us. And I'm not telling you not to, you know, celebrate Christmas on Christmas Day and Christmas morning or Christmas Eve or any of those things, any of those traditions that you have. Just give it some thought. Man, you know, you're buying these things, and so we just want to make sure. I guess it means more if you do it on that day, but that's only during that day that it means more. Because after that day, or after the present is opened, it's all forgotten.
You know, or they say it's the thought that counts. So. Yeah. Maybe everyone should just keep that in mind.
Okay, so what you'll get from me is, what do you call it? What do they say? A cup of coal?
Get coal from St. Nick if you're bad.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you for taking time out to listen. As always, you know, you got one more day, Calvin, and then everything is going to be wide open. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank Robert Miranda, my good friend from Black, and all of you who took the time out to listen. I'll be back. Calvin and I will be back on tomorrow. Tune in for As Goes Wisconsin.
With Jane Matinair, Carol Kane, and Greg Bach.
All right. See you guys later.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Funtussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Funtussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Funtussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Funtussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit vtussle.com.
Is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.